Growth doesn't actually live in the now, it lives in the next. So when you take a few days away on purpose with the right people, with the right strategy, you don't just learn, you take a massive leap forward. Hey, Salon CEOs, and welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Today, I have a question for you, and that is, have you ever noticed that your best ideas never happen while you're stuck behind the chair or inside your usual routine? So I've just come back. I stepped away for 3 nights. I went to the Sydney Hair Festival. It's an annual event. And I wanted to share with you why taking time out of your business might just be the very thing that helps you finally grow it. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you some powerful reasons why stepping away is not just a luxury, it's actually a strategic move. And I'll also share with you a sneak peek behind the scenes of something that I've been working on. It's an invite-only experience that we're hosting in Fiji, and it's in a few months, called Fast Track to Your Next Million. And it might just change the way that you see growth forever. So I like the saying that you can't read the label from inside the jar. Makes sense, you know? And why your salon will not grow if you're always stuck inside it. You know, you can't see from the outside when you're stuck on the inside. And so the short answer is because growth requires thinking time. And when you're stuck in the day-to-day, there's no room for vision, strategy, or certainly not leadership. And here's what really happens when you're always on the floor or you're always in that reactive mode. Do you know when you feel like you're just trying to keep up with your own business? I always had this feeling. I remember often having this feeling that I could never quite catch up to my business. I was always paddling to catch up to it. And I remember when I felt like, oh, I've arrived, I'm here, I'm caught up. And then finally having that feeling that I was actually ahead of my business. And don't get me wrong, doesn't matter what stage or how long you've been in business, and you'll always go through any of those stages, especially if you're continually in growth mode. So I really believe that you can't think strategically when you're in survival mode. Makes sense, right? And you're managing client appointments, team issues, answering the phone, jumping in to help, and your brain is constantly in the now or what needs to happen next. Growth doesn't actually live in the now, it lives in the next. And you can't see what's next when you're stuck in what's urgent. So the magic then is in the in-between. Like, growth doesn't happen in the chaos, it happens in the white space. And so you end up repeating the same pattern. And if you never go back to reflect, then you end up doing the same things, and then you get the same results, and actually ultimately just more tired. And then you just need a break to take a break rather than to take a break to grow. Growth needs you to look at what's working, what's not working, and where your time is best spent. And that's impossible to do mid-service or in between back-to-back clients. Like, it just doesn't happen. And so you end up delaying the big moves. You delay hiring, training, creating systems, and things that truly grow your salon, like the big moves. I like to call them the queen moves, you know, like the chess piece, not just a little pawn move, like the big queen move. The queen can move all around the board in any direction, as many places as she wants. Like team performance, updating pricing strategically, not just putting it up a couple of dollars, strategy around culture and marketing systems that actually get results. Do I know that my stuff actually works? This stuff needs deep thinking. It needs research into strategy and learning strategies that actually work, not just throwing spaghetti at the wall. Focused action. And so when you're always in it, and you tell yourself, well, I'll do it next week, or I'll get to that, it's on my list, but the space to do the stuff never actually comes. Have you ever noticed that? Like, you just move something from your list onto tomorrow and onto the next day, and it just permanently stays on the list, yet the weight of the list is on your shoulder, yet you actually don't have time to do the thing. Like, you can't lead a million-dollar salon with a technician's mindset. What do I mean by technician? The person that's just doing the work, serving the clients. And running a high-performing team and building a million-dollar business requires a CEO mindset. and you need time to plan, build, think ahead, think ahead of what's going to happen so you can be proactive, not reactive. And if you're always on the floor serving the clients and you're not leading, you're just doing and doing that alone, well, it doesn't scale. So if you want to grow, you need to step out. Create white space, not white space in the calendar where you can't fill clients, like strategic space, different white space to your team. Make time to lead. And even just one day, like off-site with a notebook or at an event like the Hair Festival in Sydney with other high-level owners, can unlock decision-making. It can give you the clarity that you've not had and give you the breakthroughs that you couldn't get from the busyness, from behind the chair. So when I was in Sydney just a few days ago, I have really come through a period of high growth and a lot of reactivity and too many jobs. I've outgrown the roles that I have inside of my business, and I'm overcommitted. I'm doing 3 jobs, not abnormal in a high growth stage of business. I'm sure you've been there. I've been there many times, and I will continue to end up here where I want to bang my head in against the wall because there's no white space. And so I was really pleased actually to be on the plane, first and foremost, to just kind of take a big deep breath and breathe and go, oh, I've got no commitments. I've got nothing to do except for just watch this movie on the plane. And then even walking to and from the event, I didn't stay very far from the event, you know, a good 10 minutes walk, maybe 15 minutes. I normally drive and I don't live far from my office. And on Mondays and Fridays, I work from home, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I drive down to the office, which is literally 5 minutes in the car. Like, I don't have the downtime between the busy parts of my life. And so even just walking to and from along the waterfront in Darling Harbour, the sun was shining, I could get a coffee. Then I was like, there's space in my day between the busyness. I didn't have to make any lunches. I didn't have to put the washing on. There was no routine. I didn't have to show up for the morning huddle with the team because I was away. I even got to write some key things that I'm this podcast, basically, and get back. And one of the actions that I decided is like, Clarissa, you've got to get the cleaner. I had a cleaner leave, a wee while ago now. And I thought, you know what? I think we can hack this for a little while. It's quite hard to find a cleaner, a good one. But I definitely made the decision while I was in Sydney, like, to just get on with the job and get the cleaner in. So the cleaner started yesterday. Oh my God, it's amazing. Anyway, you're only one decision or one conversation away from a real breakthrough. And I think getting away to an event and being around other people at the same stage and phases of business that you are, you know, from the hallway chats to the lunch table conversations to the evening chats, you know, being around ambitious, inspiring business people like yourself, like, it just changes the game. And so for us, we got an opportunity to connect with the wider community, other businesses that serve the industry like I do. We made some great connections. But I also realized that, like, I just can't add more to my plate right now, and I have to hire. We've just hired. We've got another role coming up. Like, we're in hiring mode and growth mode, and it reconfirmed my commitment to actually just prioritize that when I get back so I can step out and take action on some of these great things that are happening, like the third-party relationships that I created at the Sydney Hair Festival. Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the Million Dollar Salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary Million Dollar Strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the Million Dollar Mark. All you need to do is click the Apply Now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. You know, you could argue that I could do some of that stuff, that networking and those conversations online, but I just don't think it's the same. I just think sometimes there's a time and a place to eat, drink, and be merry together and have those conversations, chew the fat without being on agenda. Like, being on a Zoom call is great because you've got a set amount of time. You know how long the meeting is. You know what you're going to talk about, and you come out with some good outcomes. But sometimes it's nice just to pull that structure away and just have the conversation at our own time, at our own pace. A glass of wine always helps too. So, you know, sometimes the random conversations move or spark ideas more than anything else, solves problems. I know for me, sometimes like my downtime, I love to watch a movie. We're a bit of a movie family. I had a love for movies from my teenage years. We didn't really have TV in our house when we grew up, but I loved a good movie. And sometimes I can be mid-movie and it sparks an idea or it solves a problem suddenly for me in my mind. And so I have to pause the movie, have to go and write it down. But just creating space to whatever it is, spark ideas or have good, interesting conversations with people. And we saw that exact same magic happen in our three-day intensive that we had in Wellington last year. You know, breakthroughs that can happen between the sessions, not just in the sessions, in the bar, at dinner, after those sessions. And we do this every year in September. The Boardroomers and the Salon Mastery program members come somewhere in the world. We get together and we have some in real life time. We can actually talk, drink, be merry. This year, the next one in September 2025 is held in Fiji. I love Fiji. You know, like they're friendly, the weather is great, the beaches are beautiful, and they're just very hospitable. They know how to do customer service and look after people. And I'm looking forward to those conversations by the pool, like maybe on the jet ski. And then next week, excitingly enough, I'm off to Mexico. Joel and I are heading to Mexico for a three-day conference. Now, this time, though, unlike Fiji, where we're running the fast track to your next million intensive, Joel and I are off to Mexico to be participants in a three-day conference. And I'm really looking forward to not only being in the conference room with some really smart people. I know that there'll be good people around the table as we listen and we learn and implement. But I'm also looking forward to the camel ride. I know Joel really wants to swim with the dolphins, but I'm quite keen to get on a camel. I've never been on a camel before. So I'm looking forward to the camel ride because I know some of the other participants from the program will be there. And we can have some good old random conversations, poolside chats, and even the 17-hour flight that I know Joel and I will get an opportunity to discuss some strategy at length, because when you're busy being busy, you don't always get to talk about things in depth. So I'm really looking forward to that. Besides, I've never been to Mexico. It's really nice and warm there, and it looks absolutely amazing, Cabo, Mexico. So, do you know, there's just nothing like getting away from your business and just thinking a little bit differently. And I think sometimes, like, even one aha moment can pay for the whole trip. You know, I know that that trip that we're going on and the experience that we're creating in Fiji, like, there will be so many moments and takeaways, but actually you only need one major aha moment that could transform your whole business, that really, you know, pays for the whole trip three times over. And the value of choosing events that grow your leadership, not just your skill set, you know, I think that's invaluable. And one of the things that occurred to me while I was at Hair Festival just recently was I went along to a branding event where there were several guests talking about business branding, you know, marketing and social media and things. And one of my takeaways is a really simple one. Like, I know it, I teach it in Salon Mastery, but like, people want to see your team from the inside out more often in business. And I don't do that. very much. There are 10 of us in our team. Two of our team live in the Philippines. The rest of our team now, we've had team members in the past that live in Australia, but the rest of us are in New Zealand right now. We are semi-remote, but many people don't know, like, how many coaches do we have? How many are on the marketing or the operations team? And maybe there's some intrigue and interest about that. And I recognized at that Hair Festival event, like, I don't do that enough. And I know there's massive value, and this is not just the Larissa show. You know, there are other people that are behind the scenes to put all this stuff together. And, you know, maybe I could share that a little bit more. It's such a simple concept, and I know it because I teach salon owners to do it. But sometimes you don't take a moment to stop and think, do you know, that's a really simple thing, but it could be quite powerful. And actually, why aren't I doing that? So that wasn't one of my takeaways. But, you know, that's why we build things like the Fiji intensive. Next year it's going to be Bali, thinking, space, and vision, not more noise. Maybe the year after that we'll all go take the salon owners to Mexico. I don't know. We'll see. I think the best part, though, all of that was just meeting our people. And we got together on the Sunday afternoon at a really same place as we did last year, really nice bar right outside on Darling Harbour, right outside the conference event. And we got together with the Salon Mastery people. And I just loved seeing some we've never met in real life. We've been working together for years and we've never hugged each other. And some I've met several times now. And we just sat round, chewed the fat, shared some ideas with each other. Sarah came from the festival and was like, had a big idea about something that she wanted to buy and wanted to run it past the group. Should she buy the thing? Was it a good investment? How would she get a return? And we all counseled her, I guess, and sent her back off to the show to purchase the things that she was going to purchase. So it was great to be able to support her. Simone, meeting you was the highlight because we hadn't met in real life. And what great energy that you have. Like, we've met each other many, many times on Zoom, but it was just so great to see you in real life. So that was a real highlight. I managed to talk to the teams of our salon owners and really have a conversation with them about My Next Pay Rise and how should we further develop the app, what features would they like to see, what are the challenges that they have, and can we support your team members to have a better experience inside your salon? So I really enjoyed the opportunity to talk freely with some of the team members that we support, and I don't get to do that very often. And it was kind of cool to be able to do that after one or two drinks together, because then they were really open to sharing actually what they really thought. So that was super great. So I really think that connection really fuels, like, purpose. What are we doing this all for? Like, why do we do the work that we do? And this trip for me certainly really gave me some new fuel on the fire for that. So there's really just something about being in the same room together with no distraction. It really shifts what's possible. So when you take a few days away on purpose with the right people, with the right strategies, you don't just learn, you take a massive leap forward. And that's why we created Fast Track to Your Next Million. It's an intimate, invite-only experience for salon owners who are ready to think like CEOs and make million-dollar moves. So we've got queen moves, but we've also got million-dollar moves. And I'll just say that, you know, if Fiji lights the match, then what we're planning for 2026 in Bali, and maybe I'll have a chat to Joel about Mexico in 2027, but we wanted to set this whole thing on fire, and that's super exciting to me. So more on that space shortly. All right, well, if you've been in the daily grind and maybe this is your reminder, like, it's time to step away, come what may, whatever excuses that you give yourself about why you can't leave and you can't walk out the door, I really think your best thinking and your next million-dollar move probably is waiting for you on the other side of a plane ride, a mastermind, a festival, a coaching retreat, an intensive. And if you want to fast track your next million, then let's map out your plan to get there, starting with a free strategy call. We want to look at, where are you? Where do you want to be? What are the roadblocks that are stopping you from getting there? And get really clear on the strategy that you need. And I'll share that with you. These are the strategies that I think you need, and this is how I can help you get there. And then you can decide if it's a right fit for you or not, as the case may be. And it's the best way for us to get to know each other, do you know? And if we're a fit to work together, and if we're not, like, I'll be honest and I'll say that I'm not the right fit for you. So you've got nothing to lose, really. We'll look at where you're stuck, what's possible, and whether Seller Mastery is right, or even one of our other events. Okay, all you need to do is head to the link in the show notes of this episode, or just to our website, www.salonownerscollective.com. You can book your free strategy call. We really want to help businesses get from 500K a year, because it is often where salons get stuck, and help you get to your million or even your next million. Or you can just DM me. You were not meant to do this alone, so let's go. Anyway, this is ciao for now. Till next week.